Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Alejandro Rojas is discussing UFOs with Gene and Chris. And you said it came back to Jaime Maussan again?
This is a screenshot that's in this PowerPoint of these pictures from a UFO video from Mexico. It doesn't have any text, so you don't know where the heck it's in there. But this was a sighting that happened in about 2005. This was part of the MUFON television show, and I was actually the MUFON PR guy when we did this show. It was on, I think it was on History Channel. I can't remember what channel it was on. The only three episodes were done. I think it was a great show. James Carrion was the director at the time, and they did some real investigations. So there was an episode on Mexico, and I was talking with James Carrion. We were in the mix. We asked Jaime, what are the best Mexican cases? Because we have this TV show. James Carrion will go out to Mexico. He speaks Spanish, and he'll investigate these cases. Jaime gave us the cases. James was able to go out there, not seeking to debunk them, just the opposite. But unfortunately, all the cases fell apart. When they went out there, one of the things they did, they went with Ruben Uriarte. Ruben went and bought a bunch of Mylar balloons, and he launched the balloons. Discovery Channel, I think that, now that I think about it. The idea was they were going to film these balloons just to show that balloons can look pretty strange. They filmed the balloons, but they were, then Jaime's guys showed up, and Arturo Robles, who gets a lot of Jaime's UFO videos, was there. And he didn't know at first it was balloons. And he's like, look, guys, a UFO. Ruben told Arturo, those are balloons. I launched those balloons. So they filmed them. End of story. Arturo turns around and posts them on YouTube saying they're a UFO.
Oh.
That it's a UFO morphing and changing shape.
Oh, I remember those.
I remember when it happened because Ruben called me and he was freaked out. He's like, oh, my God, Alejandro, have you seen that video? And I had seen it. And I was like, yeah, that's a weird video. This UFO seems to be warping and it's silver. And Ruben's like, those are my balloons. Those are the balloons that I launched. I don't know why Arturo, we told Arturo those are balloons. I don't know why he posted this. To Jaime's defense, Jaime says that he never did anything with the video because he didn't know they were balloons, but he thought they looked like balloons. That's what Jaime says. So, yeah, that's one of the images in this slide. There's another image of a slide from not too long ago. It was a UFO video or a picture taken in Cornwall, England in 2011. You guys might remember this because it's actually a bird taking a dump. And you can see, like, the little dump things. And then the next slide I included in my stories. Slide 38 just shows pictures of cameras and wheels and iPhones. I think this whole thing is about UFO hoaxes and maybe how UFO videos can become such a big deal online. I don't know. I actually asked Nick Pope about it. Here's what Nick Pope said. While I left the Ministry of Defense in 2006, the Official Secrets Act binds me for life. I am not able to comment on intelligent matters, and I am not prepared to discuss classified material that has been released without proper authorization. So he could not comment. He may know more about why these slides.
And this is all, just to remind our listeners, this is all the only revelation that we know of that Edward Snowden released pertaining to the UFO subject to our knowledge.
Exactly. That's it. I don't think that we're going to have any more. But WikiLeaks seems to continue to get documents, so I suppose it's a possibility.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. That's a good answer on that. I've kind of been wondering that myself. I'm wondering if maybe there is something that he's holding back, but we'll have to wait and see. These next questions come from an active poster, Technomage, who posted that on a question bank at forum.theparacast.com. Pretty straight ahead question, Alejandro. In your estimation, what's the best case that we have in the last 5 or 10 years that we should be paying attention to?
Oh, man, the best case in the last 5 or 10 years. That's a tough one. I don't know. I think that the cases in the last 5 or 10 years, I believe, I don't think we've really had any great abduction cases in the last 5 or 10 years. And the reason I say that, now I am skeptical when it comes to, and I'm careful with the research, but I think there are some abduction cases, like the Travis Walton case, like the Allagash case, where we had these guys at our UFO Congress last year. I think this is an amazing case people need to look into if they don't know about it, because I think it's incredible. But as far as that area goes, I don't know that there's been much. And really, there are some interesting UFO videos. At the end of last year, I put together a story called The Best UFO Videos for 2014. I think a lot of those are really interesting. A lot of these really good videos are coming from night vision goggles, that people are going out and getting some really interesting things on night vision. But the interesting cases lately have been things at a distance, which is kind of difficult, you know, people getting pictures of things at a distance. This Puerto Rico case, if you haven't heard of this one, this video captured in Puerto Rico, there hasn't been a lot of information out about it. But I do know there's been some great research done on that case, and there'll be some good information coming out soon. However, a case that I always am scratching my head about that I think is really cool, that's ongoing, and I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but the nuclear plants in France and Belgium have been getting buzzed by UFOs. People, and in fact, there's even one director of one of these plants that has said it wasn't a drone that flew over our nuclear power plant. It was a UFO. So a lot of people are assuming they're drones. People like Greenpeace are really upset about this because they believe that people are flying drones over the nuclear power plants to show that they're unsecure and they're unsafe. But the governments are arguing that they're not drones, or some people are arguing they're not drones, that there's something else. And there are some people, there's a German researcher, Andreas Mueller, and we reference him in our stories about this, who's been keeping on this. And he's got a number of witnesses that have taken some pictures and said, you know, these things aren't flying like drones, they're luminous. There's something more mysterious. So this is an ongoing case that hasn't made a lot of news.
I heard rumblings of this, but I hadn't heard as much detail.
Yeah, really, really interesting case.
Well, you know, and we also have, of course, Stevensville, which I think is a well-documented, important case, especially since the object flew near or over secure airspace over the Crawford Ranch. And then, of course, the O'Hare Airport case, I think, is an important one.
Good point. I was just going to bring up O'Hare now that you jogged my memory, because you're right. Now, that is within 10 years, but you're right. O'Hare is a great one because, you know, people that work for United Airlines witnessed it. And there's the potential for pictures or videos out there we just have not gotten yet. The pictures that are out there have been pretty thoroughly debunked that as not being part of the sighting.
Yeah, there is a picture of the cloud, the hole punched in the cloud, that I've seen that's fairly impressive.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that.
I'm not sure how you know, it's hard to you know, there's nothing in the foreground to actually show that it was somehow related directly to that case. The claim was made that it was, but again, you're right. For something to happen over such a, you know, the second largest city in the United States or third largest city, and to not have some sort of cell camera of photograph, which leads me to another question that Angelo Angelo, our newest return moderator and our friendly skeptic. He's, you know, his constant mantra is, with all these cell phones and with all these new great cameras, how come we don't have any good UFO pictures? And, you know, of course, the stock answer that I'll give before I'll hand that over to you, Alejandro, is, you know, I've, you know, not only have I had cameras malfunction, batteries suddenly drain, you know, cameras that take pictures of ghosts and shadow people in 3D, I might add, that wouldn't initialize the clip. But oftentimes the event is so unexpected and inexplicable, mm-hmm. and dazzling or mesmerizing, that you're too busy looking at it in you know, wonder, you forget to grab your camera and take a picture of it. Now, I'm talking about the average person out there. I mean, I could easily see this as being the primary reason why we don't have UFO photographs. Now, when it comes to investigators out in the field who should know better, there's no excuse for not being able to capture visually or with other instrumentation these events if a seasoned field investigator is out there.
No excuse not to do a break. With Gina and Chris and Alejandro, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast WIF server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're going to have a contest, folks, okay?
There is an alien behind that.
That's it. There's an alien behind the door right now, okay? Door number one. We're going to have a contest here where listeners will do our The Paracast Stinger. The best ones will be aired, and we'll figure out something to give away.
I'm tired of doing it.
Okay, there's a few problems, though, too. Most people, the cameras that they have are their cell phones. You can't really zoom very well, so if it's a daylight sighting, it's going to be extremely difficult. And I always tell people, go try to take a picture of a plane, you know, at 20,000 feet with your cell phone during the day. Good luck. Night photos are even worse. Cameras aren't really set up to take very – I mean, it's difficult to get night photos. Go try to take a picture of a close jet with your phone or with a good camera at night. Nothing's going to really turn out. So it's really difficult. Not only that, you know, and it does relate to a case that's happening recently, which is a good case. A lot of people are seeing these small little white orbs. You know, people say they're balloons. It could be Google balloons. But a lot of people argue that they're moving in ways that they shouldn't. Right. Or they're zigzagging around. They're making weird. And we just wrote a story about this yesterday because someone else sent us some video of it. And, you know, it's reminiscent of Colorado. Colorado, people were seeing a lot of these.
Right, last summer, including some good footage on Crestone.
Yeah, and some good footage from an NBC News reporter who said, you know, that thing sat there for a long period of time before zipping off. That was no balloons. So a lot of people are seeing this sort of thing, but that's you have to have a really good camera to be able to record something like that. And I always tell people it all comes down to this third party. If there's a third party out there, if these things are intelligently controlled by extraterrestrials or otherwise, some sort of intelligence, they're probably more intelligent than us. They're going to let us see what they want. Us to see. If they wanted us to see them up close and personal, they're in charge. They could do that, but they haven't so far. Assuming there's a third party involved.
No, that's not to mention that the our tax dollars at work and play might be responsible for at least a percentage of these events.
Right. That's true. And they don't want to be seen. And what's interesting is there are even scientists I've talked to who aren't completely anti-UFO. They just don't share it. And a lot of them make the same argument that if they don't want to be seen, they're still more advanced than us. If they don't want to be seen, but they are going to be flying around, then they won't be seen. They've got the technology to do that.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, there is a psychic, consciousness, element here. There's so many cases where it could be coincidence in some cases, but in some cases, I think people somehow have had some sort of mental or telepathic connection on some level with the observation or the thing that's being observed. The observer somehow has been tapped into, and there's we can't obviously ascertain this empirically, but right. There are indications that this may be an element in some sighting events. So, you know, we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, Angelo, about all that. And I want to go quickly on. We do have some questions here. And Technomage has a question which he puts out there for any of us. But and I do I'll say right now, I do have some information on this particular question. He says, in Operation Trojan Horse, John Keel brings up a lot of statistics, including the majority of UFO events occur on Wednesday or Sunday. Well, Sunday is wrong. I think that's the biggest day, I think, on the weekend. Has anyone verified his data? Because if the data he describes in the book is valid, his conclusions can be taken that much more seriously. Well, before you answer, Alejandro, let me put in my two cents in my database. Wednesday, without question, was the most the night that you had the best chance of having some sort of sighting event in the San Luis Valley from 1993 through at least 2003. That bears out in my data. Sunday would be, I think, third or fourth in the SLV, the San Luis Valley. How about you? Have you ever looked into statistical analysis of UFO sightings, frequency, you know, time of day of the week, spring, summer, fall? What sort of work has Open Minds done in this regard?
I've had access to MUFON data over the years. And when I was doing PR work for MUFON, I started on a yearly basis putting out a report on where sightings were seen and when, and I still do that although I have access to less data, and it has to do with the database that they use. I know they're working on it to make it more accessible where people can grab this sort of information out more. But out of the data that I have, I don't know that I've ever looked at, or at least if I did, I didn't find it interesting enough to write about it, on which day of the week had more sightings. But I know I have some data to do that, so I'll go back and do that. That's a really interesting question, and we have a lot more data now, so we should be able to verify that. And it's interesting that the San Luis Valley, that held true.
Much to my surprise, because there was a time lag between the time I started investigating and when I finally was able to get a copy of Operation Trojan Horse, which at the time was fairly difficult to find. And I remember reading it and thinking, oh, man, I should go and look at my data. And sure enough, I really hadn't done that sort of data crunch. And I went through and just laboriously started counting, you know, doing chip marks on days of the week. And Wednesday did come out fairly significantly in the lead over all other 6 days of the week. So for what it's worth, here's a question from Sublight, who's been a member since a couple of days before Halloween, 2014. He's very interested in coming up with some sort of unified field theory or a set of theories to explain the phenomenon. So he's wondering if you see any benefit from the UFO community somehow coming together, which that's kind of a joke right there, but in developing a more streamlined unified theory or set of theories to explain the phenomenon. You know, I think we've already got one that's being force-fed us, that aliens are coming from elsewhere in our universe or galaxy and other star systems and interacting with us and, you know, picking up rocks like they've never seen them before, smelling flowers. So I think that...
You know why they're picking up rocks? So they can drop them and get their rocks off.
There you go. Okay. where's my rim shot? Boop-a-da-boom.
Yeah.
And he says the reason why he asked this is there seems to be several types of events that don't seem related, and yet they are jumbled into one thing, UFOs. I've never understood how a flying disc in the late 40s or early 50s has anything to do with the weird events in places like Skinwalker Ranch or the kinds of things that took place in the Rendlesham Forest, which I disagree with that. That definitely was a UFO event. But what do you think? Do you think that there's a unified set of theories that we can come up with to explain the phenomenon, as if we already haven't?
So let's break it here, then we can do that in our next segment.
Okay.
Fine.
We've got to do a break here, and this is a good time to do a cliffhanger. Just like the old movie serials where you drop hints of what's to come. Of course, Chris asks a question of our guest, and then the guest will answer it in the next segment with Alejandro Rojas of Open Minds joining us, answering your questions from forum.theparacast.com, our question bank with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, Alejandro Rojas is being asked a question from our audience at forum.theparacast.com. What's your answer?
I think we've got a lot of static. I mean, because ufologists, you don't get a degree or something like that. Anybody can call themselves a ufologist. But even when it comes to science, you know, you have a broad range of ideas. Like when it comes to the unified field theory or the theory of everything, pretty much every theoretical physicist is trying to come up with that idea, and they're all doing it differently, and they all have a different story. In fact, I don't know if you've ever had Dr. Claude Swanson on. He's a really interesting guy. He's got his degrees from MIT and Princeton. We'll probably have him at the UFO Congress next year, where he'll talk about his ideas this way and how he thinks propulsion and some of these other things can relate into a unified theory of everything. Of course, Stephen Hawking's movie was called that because he was looking into it. But when it comes to the UFO ET field, it's difficult from a lot of static. And here's one of the problems that I see that I was going to mention with the contactee thing, which relates here, is that all the contactees, a lot of them, you know, Greer or others, they all believe that they're talking to aliens and that they have all the answers because the aliens have told them. But they're all saying something differently. And this is what I ask people when they subscribe to a lot of different contactees is, how can you believe they're all telling the truth if they're all saying something differently? That doesn't make any sense. One can't be right. They can't all be right because they're not all saying that the same thing's happening. And I think that's one of the difficulties that people don't look into or doesn't register. So when it comes to a unified idea, how do you come to that, especially when you have all these people who allegedly are talking to the aliens and have these different stories? Do you just discount everything that they have to say? Unfortunately for me, you have to if you're looking really carefully and just trying to build stuff that is based off of evidence. Maybe if you had, like if we had maybe dozens of people where all of these contactees were saying the same thing, that would be extraordinary. And that would show, wow, maybe we are being communicated with and we do have an answer, but we just don't have that. And really, when the field is full of laymen and novices, which we all are, you know, I'm not a scientist. You guys aren't scientists by far. Just kidding. So I think that's difficult, if near impossible. It's just individuals doing their own work. And then some, even if when you have large organizations like MUFON, you have just as many varying opinions within MUFON as you do out in any group of UFO researchers.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we are all amateurs, and that's one of the major stumbling blocks in this field of inquiry being taken seriously by mainstream science and academia. I mean, it's a built-in giggle factor that we have no answer to until we come up with some sort of, credentialing, some sort of peer review, which seems like an impossibility. But, I mean, ideally, that would be the way to go. And anything short of that is always going to supply the snooty academic and scientific types with, a perfect rationale for not taking anything that comes out of this field seriously.
Yeah.
Unless it's peer-reviewed.
I think
hard data monitoring, like the Ray Sanford approach or Project Starlight, which I'm trying to duplicate with modern technology, instrumented arrays in hotspot areas to gain triangulated data along with gravitational and radar and possibly magnetic data, that sort of thing. Blaze gratings on cameras to separate light spectra into its constituent elements, that sort of thing. I'm not a scientist, but I do have a basic understanding of how proper investigation and research should be conducted so that you do have quality evidence to present to interested parties.
Well, and I think we can determine a very little, but some things. And I think you guys would agree with this, knowing, you know, your work and thoughts, that one thing we can be certain is if there's a third party that is involved with all of this, that they don't want us to have evidence or proof that that is the case. It hasn't been provided. So if it is an intelligence behind all of this, they don't want us to have the proof.
Well, is that a reason then why we do hear so many contradictory tales?
I think it is. I mean, I know, you know, Chris is really into this, and I agree too. And I think a lot of the old time researchers, Jacques Vallée, I had some other names, of course, Keel, but a lot of the other old time guys that you talk to, there is an enigmatic nature to all of this, almost like for enigmatic sake. That's why I really love the trickster idea. Of course, Chris is really into the trickster idea, is that it seems that, and Skywalker is the definition of a trickster. Everybody, George Knapp, the scientists involved with the Skinwalker Ranch, subscribe to this idea that it just seems crazy for crazy's sake. It's beyond our comprehension. They believe there's a third party screwing with us and that, we weren't meant to have any solid data.
Yeah, my favorite, of course, is the camera filming the camera. And the one that's being filmed has all the cables ripped out, and there's no indication in the camera image that it happened or how it happened. That, to me, is a mind blower. And if that's a real event, which has not been proven yet, we've never seen the footage, then it's just a mind blower. And I'm sure that those scientists on that ranch, when that happened, their minds were blown by that because it totally, I'm sure it rocked their reality view. Because that is not supposed to happen. You can't film another camera with a camera and have all the wires pulled out and not see that on the image. It's inexplicable. And I think it's a classic example of the tricksterish nature and the conundrum that we all face when we're out in the field.
Yeah. One of our most popular YouTube interviews is an interview with John Alexander, who discusses the Skinwalker in those cases and, you know, how confounded, how just baffled they were with everything that happened.
Right. We had Ryan Skinner on last week, you know, talking about his work up at the Skinwalker Ranch, some of which is anecdotal and, you know, open to interpretation, I think, by some more skeptical types. But Ryan is at least making the effort. He makes trips all the way out from Wisconsin 2 or 3 times a year and spends a lot of money to try to get these things documented. But moving right along, we have a question from Cosmonaut, and this is a good one. I'll answer it real quickly first before we'll throw it to Alejandro here. But a major omission from UFO research seems to be that all of the information comes from countries that are allies of the United States. Why haven't we seen a major contact inside Russia, for example? Well, we have. His name is Paul Stonehill. He's Russian, and he has tons of contacts in Russia, and he's done an incredible amount of work and, well, very good work, I might say, well received in my eyes, of developing sources and maintaining contact with sources within Russia. George Knapp made a trip to Russia and developed contacts, which he's maintained loosely over the years. So we do have some contacts there. Jacques Vallée has been to Russia. We do have Yevgeny Fidich, a friend of mine with the Russian Academy of Sciences, who feeds me information from time to time. So we do have some. How about you, Alejandro? Russia, China, countries that you don't normally hear too much about in the UFO phenomenon. What are your thinking, sir?
I think you're exactly right when it comes to Paul Stonehill. We try to work with him, too. He wrote for our magazine, and he's written some stories for us online. He's the greatest research for information out of Russia. But we do a lot of international outreach. We have several, a lot of interviews and close relationships, largely because of Antonio Huneas, but not just because of him, because we've established these relationships. But with South American countries, I mean, there are several South American countries that have official UFO governmental research organizations, which is extraordinary. There's several down there. And they are active. We wrote a big story, and this is based off of Leslie Kane, that she works with CEPAA out of Chile, and they gave her some UFO videos that she wrote about exclusively for the Huffington Post. She was able to release this information. Otherwise, China is one of the most interesting things.
We'll talk about China in our next segment with Antonio Rojas and GN Chris. You're in.
My name is Alejandro. On the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
One more segment left on the Paracast. Alejandro Rojas of Open Minds joining us. And you were mentioning UFOs in China.
I love the China story. China has a great story. We wrote about it in the magazine. We've done a YouTube video on it. People need to watch it. Dr. Sun Shi Li is pretty much the most prominent UFO researcher in China, and they have a really interesting story. So they talk about how during the years that Russia was helping them begin as a government, as a new socialist communist government, they didn't do a lot of UFO research. But when it became more independent, there were academics that were researching UFOs kind of behind the scenes. And Dr. Sun Shi Li with his wife came forward to the government and said, we want to do a UFO journal with academics. Would that be okay? The government said, not only is that okay, we'll fund it. And so they funded this UFO journal that an organization that supposedly has like 40,000 members. It's kind of like the Society of Scientific Exploration here, where it's like a peer-reviewed journal sort of organization where you have to be credentialed to be able to join it. So they have a huge interest out there in a lot of cases. This is really cool. This is something great that Wendell did. Wendell went out there and did some talks, and he made some connections. They really liked him. So they asked him, hey, if we give you a bunch of our UFO cases, will you write a book? And Wendell said, sure, I can't afford to have this translated. So, again, the Chinese government stepped in, translated these cases, gave them to Wendell, wrote a book, amazing cases. Some of them in our magazine, that piece that we did on, we talked about a lot of them on YouTube.
Yeah, save me a copy if you haven't. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, it's a great book, amazing cases.
Well, one thing that should be mentioned is the largest civilian UFO organization in the world is in China with over 1 million members.
we do hear from them, not a lot. We had some interviews. Dr. Soon-Shee Lee was, I believe he was at the Citizen Hearing, and we had an interview with him there. You can find some interviews. This is what's interesting. He speaks Spanish and Chinese. So we did an interview where Antonio translated what he had to say from Spanish. But there's also the Purple Mountain Observatory. We've written several stories about this lately, where it's this observatory in China where they do UFO research. And in fact, we've got a story on it where one of the scientists there predicted that there would be more UFO sightings in China, and sure enough, that has come to fruition. So, yeah, we've got a lot of stories on China. So we do. It's harder to get stories from these countries, but there are some out there.
But there doesn't seem to be a lot of coordination from country to country. Certainly, we don't coordinate with the Chinese that much.
Yeah, you're right. It's true. And I think it's a language barrier. It's still kind of difficult. You know, in communist countries, they have limited access to the internet and limited communication that they can have with outsiders. So I think that makes it difficult. Plus, you know, everybody's really busy. So the further people are, the more difficult it becomes. I think the language barrier is just a huge one. That's why, especially Australia, New Zealand, the UK, you know, I'm talking to people from those countries all the time. I'm sure you are, too. So makes it easier that we can all be online and speak the same language.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's a good one to kind of end up the question from our listener section here. And again, this comes from our friendly skeptic, our moderator at forum.theparacast.com. Where you can ask questions of our guests in the question bank. And Angelo says, he's he's a cut to the chase kind of guy. And this is the, kind of overarching skeptical question. Alejandro, do you think we'll ever get definitive proof that UFOs are more than just misidentified objects in the sky?
You know, I think that's a great question, and I love the hard questions. What the heck? And you know what? Over time, I don't know. I like I said, I think the third party is involved. I think, you know, Nick Pope put it well once when he said this is an event-led arena where something has to happen for us to be able to analyze it and move forward. If there is a third party out there, they need to be the guys to let us know, and they haven't let us know. I think it's interesting to keep an eye on it, but so far it is largely anecdotal, because even pictures aren't definitive, so you need those witness testimony to say, hey, that light you see, I know it looks like a light, but it actually zipped around, or to tell us what happened. So it almost seems like if there is some sort of conditioning or awareness going on by a third party, they're doing it individually, one at a time, because it's kind of like, I know what I saw sort of situation. You know, there's things I've seen I can't explain. I think there's a lot of people that have that sort of feeling, and a lot of people get involved with this arena when they see something that they can't explain. So, but I think this thing, like Chris talks about with tricksters and everything, is more intelligent than we are, and if they don't want to be seen, they won't be. If they don't want us to have proof, they won't. They got to give it to us, and thus far they haven't. And who knows if they ever will. I don't know.
Well, they have been giving it to us, but something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, we don't know that for sure. It hasn't happened to me.
If you can't read Alien, it's hard to, you know, translate the book.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we don't know what Alien is, so how can we read something we don't know about?
But thank goodness we have these new Roswell slides that prove that they're here, and they are being kept in at the museum near you. Probably has an alien body. Go check it out.
You know, I might have to drive up the mountains. I don't like driving in mountainous regions, so I never visit Chris.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, I mean, just, yeah. So, well, at least given the logic of some of the UFO researchers, you know, just any – well, and of course there's the meme out there. So pretty much anything mysterious, you can subscribe to the idea that it's alien if you can't explain it. And then, you know, you can live in a world where aliens are all around you if that's what you want to do.
Well, that's the way it's unfortunately working here in the
that's
UFO
That's the way the media
field.
Is trying to get it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
ET is everywhere and nowhere.
Yeah. Or for people like Angelo, they're nowhere at all and they never will be. And you can go to bed and rest happily knowing that there'll never be any proof or evidence.
Well, at least Angelo keeps an open mind. He's friendly about it.
No, I appreciate people like him.
He doesn't get pissy, and he doesn't, go out of his way to debunk something that everybody's all attached to. And, there's something.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
You know, the Paracast exactly. is known for its skeptic side, and we support the skeptical, open-minded skeptics of the world out there, and we welcome their input anytime.
Amen. So do I.
All right. That's a good one. It's important for everybody to remember that.
Alejandro, could you tell our listeners where we can find more of the stuff you do if they want to follow up?
Yeah, definitely. Openminds.tv is where you're going to find everything. So we update with news every day. We also have an Open Minds TV YouTube channel where we update information. We have interviews out there. We did some with Nick Redfern and his involvement with the Roswell slides early on. Also, on YouTube, we're doing the UFO report. We used to do Spacing Out, but now we've moved on. We're going to do something a little more newsy called the UFO report, where we're going to bring news on UFOs to you via video. So check that out today. And of course, we've got the UFO Congress, which here is in the Phoenix area. It's the Guinness World Records largest conference, and it's in a large building that's just gorgeous with AC. So, and we have only one speaker at a time, so everybody can get to everything that they want to get to. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we have a lot of great people lined up. I think people, a lot of PhDs interested in this topic that you probably haven't seen before. So I'm really excited about this year.
Cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So openminds.tv is where you get it all.
Okay. We have a lot of things to tell you about also. We still, for a limited time only, will give away a copy of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters. Limited time. One day he's going to call me and say, Gene, that's it. I've given up enough money. I've got to put this back in the market again. Although, of course, if you want the hard copy of the book, you have to pay for it. But the way we do it here is you sign up for the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. After the Paracast, our exclusive podcast, and of course the ad-free version of this show. But if you subscribe to a year or 5 years at plus.theparacast.com, you get a copy of the ebook version of Stalking the Tricksters from Chris O'Brien. Next week, by the way, we're going to have Nick Redfern rejoin us on the Paracast. It's going to be a great show. Alejandro Rojas, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, guys. As usual, it was a great pleasure. It's always a lot of fun. Thanks for having me again.
Cool, man. Thanks for coming on.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.